We'll take a break, and we will continue with Larry Glass on Green Country Gardener. 800-749-5936, the telephone number to call, and we'll continue in just a moment. Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generator for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowater Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Have you got the winter blues? Make your home feel like summer with tropical plants from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Green Thumb, as you know, is the home to the largest selection of tropical plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has a great selection of plants for inside the home. Fill your home with vibrant houseplants, cactus, hanging plants, and more. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nevada Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses.
65 is an exciting time to talk about retirement, freedom to do more things, and new health insurance. Let us help you with the ins and outs of the Medicare alphabet maze. What is a Part A, Part B, and prescription drug Part D? What is Part C, the Medicare Advantage plans, and should you buy a Med Sup? We can advise and encourage you to find the best plan for your needs. Please call us at Benefits by Design and speak with one of our licensed certified Medicare experts. 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224.
Simply Safe Home Security has removed all of the reasons not to get home security. No installation crew needed, no complicated instruction manual, no long-term monitoring contracts. And you'll be surprised at how much it does not cost. Simply Safe has extended their holiday sale. Just go to simplysafeusa.com to get this great offer today. That's simplysafeusa.com. Now, I have to hurry, folks, because the holiday sale ends January 8th. simplysafeusa.com.
Telephone number that gives you access to Larry Glass on this Green Country Gardener Saturday morning. 918-336-1400. 800-749-5936. Talking technology and sprinklers and how best to make sure that the one you have at your house is well designed and well operated.
Exactly. The 1-inch valves and the 1-inch piping, the maximum amount of water you can carry through that is about 12 gallons a minute. You want to keep your pipeline velocity down to 5 feet per second or less.
Okay.
If you don't, you get water hammer.
Bam! Water hammer.
Bam! Oh. And everything rattles in the house when the sprinkler system shuts off. And I've been in some people's houses where they have it in the garage. You need to turn it off and bam! Oh, that tells me the sprinkler's off. Yeah, you're going to break your pipes in the house. So keep your velocity in your pipe down to 5 feet a second.
Okay.
It's a general rule on that. Mm-hmm. If you have a 3/4-inch pipe, well, you're pretty well restricted. And also the amount of water available. We've done some sprinkler systems where we just put 3 1.5 heads on a circuit.
Hmm.
And so why do I have 12 circuits? My yard isn't any bigger than anybody else's. I said, because you don't have the available water pressure to irrigate that. So we have to break it up into smaller areas for these sprinkler heads to perform. You see some of them that just kind of come out and, you know, just make a good attempt at watering. And
some of them are series circuits and some of them are parallel circuits if I compare it to electronics.
Well, more or less. Yeah. But the system obviously wasn't designed, and they come to Larry, this thing is not working. What do I do? And we go in and re-nozzle. The manufacturers make smaller diameter nozzles that don't use as much water at once, but you just have to water more.
Okay.
I said, that's how we solve this problem, is use a... They, on the spray heads, they have what they call a stream spray that shoots a stream out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the R13, which does this dance across the yard. It's kind of cool, too. And they use a lot less water. And we've have done a lot of retrofits based on an improperly designed sprinkler system in the past and got it to work because of too much water consumption. And the valves are designed for that velocity, too, because when they shut, They start out really, really slowly. It's an equalization.
Okay.
Thing. They have a diaphragm in there, and the water pressure between the top and the bottom is on the top, basically. There's a spring thing it works that way on an equalization thing, and the solenoid releases the water in the top, and the diaphragm goes up and it waters.
Okay.
And the water goes through. Very simple. One moving part, of it, two moving parts, actually, in the sprinkler valves. And But you get some cracked cases on them if they have to slam shut too much. They stress out and they crack and they leak. So keep your pipeline velocity, too. And the wiring on it, too. You also have to consider the thickness of the wire and the distance you're having to go to. The newer valves use a very low wattage solenoid.
Right.
So it doesn't take much amperage. So we use a 16 or 18 gauge irrigation type wire.
Yeah.
We were doing a system this winter where they did not use irrigation wire. And you go next to the valve and you pull the skin off the wire and it's green.
Uh-oh.
So fortunately, they put a lot of them. You kept going back, and the wire is just falling apart.
It'll wick it right on as far as it can wick it.
Well, that and the rubber or the plastic they use on the wire wasn't meant to be underground, and it breaks for whatever reason.
Right.
The colors were no longer visible on it, and it was just molded underneath
there. You don't know if you're working on the blue one or the red one or the orange one.
And then the water gets in, it increases the porosity, and the water gets in there and breaks down the copper. And after a while, it just doesn't work, and you got to replace your wiring harness. Well, you want to use one that has a copper in it, that the alloys which are resistant to the corrosion, and that's what the irrigation wire comes in handy. So don't cut corners.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, sprinkler systems, that's kind of the deal there.
Sounds like
the user interface, the timers. There are a lot of new timers out there, a lot of different ways to do it. I remember the old days where you had these big knobs you turned. And each one, then every once in a while, I have to replace one of those. You open it up, they're just full of dust and corrosion. And
pay no attention to the man behind
the curtain. Big wheel goes. That's amazing. They still make those, though, the RC1260B.
Okay.
And RC1260BI Rainbird does. They still make those mechanical timers. So they're pretty cool.
They were pretty effective for a long time.
And they still have the 2045A pop up. Rotary head too, the impact type head too.
Loved watching those things work.
Yeah, some people really like those. There's something mesmerizing about that mechanical thing going back and forth. So those are still available.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk about trimming trees.
Trimming trees.
The maple trees are just now starting to get flower bud swell on them. If you look at them real closely, the buds on the maple trees, it's just what happens about mid-January or so, first of February. Depending on the weather. This week, I imagine we're going to see some blooms on the maple tree.
I would say you would be correct.
And it would be really, really nice if you let it get really cold at the end of the week.
At the end of the week, okay.
And freeze those flowers out so we don't have all these little whirligig things coming around.
Doesn't that affect the overall health of the tree? Or is
no.
It, oh, okay.
No. It just, while they're in bloom, it kills off the flowers and they don't bloom. So,
okay.
Anyway, I noticed on some maples that they are starting to, the buds are starting to swell. So maybe they'll bloom early, and maybe the oaks will bloom early, too. They won't have any acorns this year. So this warm spell we're having this week, today and tomorrow, and going into Monday, 64, then Tuesday.
Tuesday, till 59, still for a high.
We're
going to see highs in the 50s just about all week, but sub-freezing temperatures down around 27 overnight. So
imagine we're going to see some blooms coming out on the maple trees, silver maples specifically.
Okay.
And some of the red maples too. So that might cut back on the whirligigs this year if you get a cold spell about midweek. It's not going to happen though. So we're going to be inundated with maple seeds.
Wonderful for the kids to play with when they're walking to school in the fall.
Yeah, that's what we did before they invented electronics. We had to play with them, throw them up in the air and watch them spin.
Yeah.
So anyway, always follow, getting back to tree trimming, I always want to follow the tree trimming guidelines we talked about. And there's a certain levels of trimming you want to follow on the tree. First of all, you want to prune for the health of the tree.
Okay.
Right now, when the branching structure is open, you can see any damaging or any errant growth, any conflicting wood on the tree. And then you can cut that out because it's easy to see at this point. And then when you get that done, you want to trim just primarily for aesthetics. And that is how high off the ground and so on, and shape it and everything else. So health of the tree first, and then aesthetics on the tree afterwards.
Okay.
Yep. And on a smaller pruning of the tree, you really don't need the tree paint. But you on the bigger ones, you do want to use some tree paint.
Okay. So Again, is there a rule of thumb as far as when to and when not to?
I typically go about wrist diameter.
So. Okay. So if you've got smaller wrists, I guess that varies a little bit, but it's a good gauge somewhere along the line.
If four is pruning your tree, then yeah, he'll use a lot of tree paint.
800-749-5936, locally 918-336-1400. We will continue with Green Country Gardener in just a moment.
Enterprise Sod Store has everything you need to make your lawn and garden spectacular. They have mulch, topsoil, even gravel for driveways, all sold in bulk quantities and at bulk pricing, saving you money. All materials Enterprise sells can be delivered, saving you time. Start your lawn and landscaping projects today. Call the sod experts, Enterprise Sod Store at 918-333-6888, or stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Maintain your home's air quality with Filtrete Allergen Defense Air Filters from Peters True Value in Dewey. Right now, they're only $9.99. Your choice. These electrostatically charged filters help minimize microscopic particles like dust, smoke, smog, and bacteria that cause viruses. They also capture large allergens like mold spores, pollen, and pet dander, and they last for up to 3 months. Hurry in for these bargains of the month and other household necessities while supplies last at Peters True Value in Dewey.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with 3 key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
A telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning, locally 918-336-1400. We invite your phone calls. It is Listener Participation Radio. Larry and I are talking about some of the things that you can do this time of year that will give you that nice green appearance later on, like trimming your trees and making them look good.
We talked about trimming the trees. It's very important for the tree structure, too, because we do now and then have some straight line winds.
Yes, we do.
And I have some maple trees in my front yard, and we were right in the path of that, and they weren't affected. But you go a block either way, the trees will, plop down all over the place. So you just keep them trimmed up like that, and they'll stay good and sturdy. My brother in Atlanta, they had a heavy rain over there, and the silver maples are all over the place, and things are just falling apart. And mm-hmm. I gave him a list of trees that would work, and I said, well, here's what we have in our front yard. We have the pistache and the maples, and they survived a 90-mile-an-hour straight-line wind.
Yeah.
However fast that was.
I don't remember.
It was a pretty big one. And they came through, without any problems. And so he said, okay, I'll take that under advisement. So anyway, so picking the right specimen for the space is mm-hmm. very important.
It is.
And keeping them pruned and keeping them healthy is very important because, they add a lot of value to your property. If all of a sudden you have to sell your house and you got these broken down trees, it's just not going to help.
It really doesn't do anything for the street value of, when somebody else is looking at your house to buy it.
Right. So if you maintain that and your shrubs and keeping your shrubs properly pruned, it's time to do that now too. Mm-hmm. Don't trim the nandinas. They're in all their glory right now.
Yep.
The firepower dwarf nandinas, the little red things, are out right now. And mm-hmm. they're really, I was observing them as I was leaving the neighborhood this morning, and they're really starting to come into color right now. And the sunny weather, we're finally going to get some sunny weather, thank you very much, helps them make turn even more red. So I think they're going to put on quite a good show.
Great.
So the dwarf nandinas are making their big show right now. But anyway, trimming shrubs right now, the heavy pruning in about 40 days.
Okay.
So, Kevin, go get your chainsaw cleaned and get it started and get it running.
Get it all well oiled up.
Get it all ready to go. Yeah. Get it oiled up and ready to go. So you've got 40 days before the
St. Valentine's Day, get it out, St. Valentine's Day Massacre happens.
So, exactly.
So anyway, right now you can also check the tips on your hydrangeas, that early frost we had, or late.
Oh, yes.
Would that be a late? It'd be an early frost,
I would call it early frost,
It really, really hurt the hydrangeas this year. So they need to be cut back a little bit, and you want to cut them off pretty soon.
Okay.
Just to keep invading fungi out of it. And you start at the top and just trim down a little bit. And when you see some green in the stem, that's when you stop pruning. So the tips of them are pretty well killed off.
Okay.
So you kind of scratch the bark going down, and you'll determine the distance which it died back, and you can cut it off at that point there. So trimming the hydrangeas, kind of time to do that. They're not really growing right now, but they will be growing pretty soon. They're kind of a cool season plant, so they're going to come out kind of early. So you want to look at them and prune them if you need to. And, of course, any winter damaged parts of any stems of any other plants, photinias and things like that, might have a bit of winter damage on them, too. We haven't had much damaging weather yet.
Well, not yet, but we will have some
before
spring.
We dodged a bullet last week, too.
Yes, we did.
That could have been a nasty ice storm.
Actually, the prediction early on was for, Wednesday, Thursday overnight to be a lot worse than it was. We got some rainfall, but they were originally talking freezing rain, sleet, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it was about 20 inches of snow or something.
Someplace, but not here. But
Oh, I was reading the forecast last week. Hey, guys, it's going to snow next week. Wow, well, it never did.
No.
So,
actually, they did get some south and west of here, but yeah.
Nothing. That figures.
Yeah.
So, anyway, trimming the trees, trimming the shrubs, kind of at the time right now. We also probably want to think about pre-emergent herbicides in your beds. That's something we discussed throughout the summer and in the spring and all that. Weed prevention in late winter and spring, you need to think about that. The weed prevention time is getting up pretty close for late winter and spring weeds. They'll be up pretty soon.
Yes, they will.
Typically about a month from now is when you really need to be concerned about that.
Okay.
But we need to be proactive and... sometimes it takes a while just to get the stuff. There are a lot of chemical types, and you want to pick a broad-spectrum herbicide, such as prodiamine or dicloper, or otherwise known as dimension.
Okay.
Surflan, et cetera, treflan, et cetera. Those
Surflan and treflan have been around for a long time. They're very active.
There's Gallery and there's Snapshot. And so there are all kinds of different ones out there, but the latest one is the dicloper, which is sold under the brand name of Dimension. But just read the label on it. The Fertilome has a dicloperter, and it's a lot less than some of the Dimension things, too. So,
okay.
Prodiamine is another one. I have not had much luck with prodiamine, personally. So, I don't know. It works, kind of. But I'm going to try the Dithioper, or Dimension. It's easier to say.
Okay, let's
herbicide.
Use the brand
name. That works, So, anyway. So, pre-emergent is coming up. The crabgrass control... don't do that. I don't do that until after I scout my yard around St. Patrick's Day, so don't worry about that on your lawn yet.
Okay.
But you will get some weeds coming up in the beds here pretty soon. So you might think about that. Vegetable garden. In the vegetable gardens, we want to be concerned at this point in time about ground prep. It's still time for rough spading. Spade up and leave the open before it freezes, so it helps break up the soil. It'll soon be time to plant peas and cool crops.
Yes.
So they like, you know, cool season crops, cabbage, kale, and cauliflower, broccoli, and so on.
Okay.
It's getting time for that pretty soon, too. So if you haven't prepared your garden, you might want to get on with it.
Do it fairly soon if you can. You got a nice week, most of the week, to be able to do that.
Uh-huh. So be time for that, too. Also time to cut back your roses, your knockouts, your drift roses. Time to transplant roses.
Okay.
Move them from one place to the other if the rose is just kind of out of place. I'm thinking of moving Julia this winter sometime.
Really?
Yeah.
Someplace where she can get more butter or something, huh?
I guess more sunshine.
Oh. Yeah.
The pistachio tree has grown up since I planted it, and
it's
giving a little bit of afternoon shade, and it's a little stretchy. So I'll move it somewhere by the front door where there's some sun. So anyway, so she'll probably get moved this summer. Time to divide those peonies.
Okay.
The eyes are just now barely starting to go off. The daffodils are just barely starting to come up too now. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, it's time to divide those peonies.
Okay.
And also time to trim back your clematis.
Really?
Clematis will be out in another 6 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an early warning. it's time to cut that back.
Okay.
And you don't have to cut it all the way to the ground, but you can. But they perform a lot better, and you have more blooms if you leave the main scaffolds on the trellis on mm-hmm. which they're planted, and just cut it back to the main, kind of like they do grapes, cut it back to the main vine, mm-hmm. what we call the scaffolds. Think of scaffolding as holding stuff up.
Okay.
Well, that's what the scaffold, the branching does. They hold stuff up. It'll branch off of that, and you have more layering of your blooms rather than them all being at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to cut back those clematis vines as well.
Okay, we'll do that. 800-749-5936. We will invite the callers this morning and with your questions for Larry Glass as we continue with Green Country Gardener coming up in just a moment.
Have you got the winter blues? Make your home feel like summer with tropical plants from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses. Green Thumb, as you know, is the home to the largest selection of tropical plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has a great selection of plants for inside the home. Fill your home with vibrant houseplants, cactus, hanging plants, and more. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on the Water Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses.
Kick off the new year with the Tulsa Oilers. Tonight and tomorrow at the BOK Center. Two more days of great action with the Tulsa Oilers. Tonight at 7:05 and tomorrow at 4:05. The Idaho Steelheads fight the Oilers for the puck. And stick around after the game Sunday and skate with the players. Buy tickets today by phone or text 918-632-7825 or online at TulsaOilers.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Oklahoma, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The telephone number to get you on to Green Country Gardener on your Saturday morning. Larry Glass in to answer your questions. And again, it is listener participation radio. We encourage your phone calls and your questions for Larry on these Saturday morning get-togethers. But in the meantime, we're providing some information for you on this Saturday morning.
Speaking of trees, the tree of the week is the American holly.
Oh, okay.
Ilex opaca, native to the eastern United States, goes plumb on down to Florida and clear on up to the Maine.
Okay, I was going to say.
And even out here, it'll survive very well. It's a good broad area. And it does take a wide variety of different soil types, too.
It will sit well in most soil types, I would imagine.
Right. The American holly is one you don't want to put next to the house.
No.
Because it gets rather large.
Yes.
You get about 30 by 20 feet.
Okay. It will reach out and touch somebody. And
yeah, being owl. I like to use this for screening in some areas.
Okay.
And also specimen interest in the yard.
Hmm.
Because it forms this big green pyramid out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite nice. So the American holly has berries on it, which birds really like in the winter. They're kind of showy, too.
Yeah.
And they're dioecious, so you get a male and a female on a separate plant, so...
Mm-hmm.
If you want to pick out American holly, get one that might have a berry or two on it while it's young, so you can determine whether or not it has the berries on it. Well, anyway, we've planted some of these around town. They do really quite well, even in an area where the soil traditionally is a bit of a stress on hollies.
Hmm.
Typically, we think of hollies as requiring a low pH. Mm-hmm. Well, these will grow in a wide variety of conditions, but they can only stand so much of a high pH. So you do want to do some degree of modification of the soil. Or if you want an American holly, move to a part of town that has Maybe an acidic soil of some kind.
Probably be easier than trying to modify your soil greatly.
Yeah, just move. I want American Holiday. Let's move to Woodland Park. If you do want to plant this close to the house, and it does do a very good job of pulling down just these giant houses, keep it about 10 feet away from the house.
Okay.
Now, that seems like a great distance at first. You said, what's this plant doing in the middle of the yard? Well, it won't be in the middle of the yard after a while.
It's just standing there right now.
It's kind of like spruce trees. I see some of them, they have them right up next to the house, and then they, you know, they get too big. Mm-hmm. So these basically are trees. So you want to keep them away from the house. But I like them for their ease of care, easy to manage. And on a big, tall facade, they can really soften that a little bit and frame it nicely. Problems with the American Holly leaf miners are really the only problems they have. It's a little worm that crawls on there and gnaws away at the palisade mesophyll level in the leaf. Mm-hmm. And it leaves these little yellow trails on it. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
But the important thing is the generic, the Ilex opaca, give it lots of room. Now, there are plants that have been hybridized with this.
A deeply rooted tree, so you don't have to worry about knees and that sort of thing?
Yeah, they're fairly deeply rooted, too. And you want to leave them all the way to the ground, just so what roots they are a little bit shallow. What roots are there are covered up by that.
Okay.
And plus, you don't have to mow under it. You don't have to mulch it. Everything underneath there, the leaves kind of stay on there and keep it mulched and keep the weeds under control. So you don't really have to do too much underneath this tree if it's left kind of like you should do on magnolia trees. Leave them all the way to the ground and going up. The Nelliar Stevens is a variety of this, and it's smaller growing.
Okay.
You can use it a little bit closer to the house, but still it needs to be at least 5 feet away from the house. And there's some other varieties that are crosses of this particular plant. The Foster Holly, I think, is one, too. And they get fairly good size. There are some Foster Hollies in town that are 35 feet tall.
That's considerable.
And they're, once again, tolerant of the varying soil pHs we have around here, soil structures. So anyway, so the American Holly basically is the base plant from which a lot of hybrids have been made, and they do really well.
Okay.
So that's Tree of the Week. Shrub of the Week.
Yes.
Is a dwarf Alberta spruce.
Oh.
That sounds like kind of a switching this
it
week.
Does, it does, kind of, yeah.
Spruce, we traditionally think of spruces as trees. But the dwarf hybrid is
well. I think of a lot of hollies as bushes, so you kind of switch me up both
that's
ways.
I mean, yeah. So, but the American holly and I consider the Foster holly a tree, and the red holly is a small tree. It doesn't get as big as the American holly or the Foster holly, but it's if you want to consider a good sized shrub that doesn't get huge, but still has a big glossy leaf on it, the red holly is a good choice for that. But anyway, the shrub of the week. Is the dwarf Alberta spruce.
Okay.
This one you have to be very careful with where you plant it, because being a member of the spruce family, it does like good drainage, does like a fair amount of sun, but is highly, highly susceptible to mites.
Oh, sure.
That's the biggest problem people have. You can't see them until the needles fall off. Then it just kills it. So
too late.
Yeah, too late. And on minor cases of bagworms on the dwarf Alberta spruce, too. So what I'd like to do is plant this either on the east side, or if you want it on the west side of the house, away from the house, and maybe put a small bosque of dwarf nandinas or something between it and the house, just so it's not so close to the brick on the house, or the stone, whatever the case may be, wood even, because the mites proliferate in a warm environment. It really, their population just increases exponentially in an area that's warmed up by stone or brick.
Okay.
And they love the dwarf Alberta spruce. Same with boxwoods, too. That's why they stink, is because mites. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this one gets 5-6 feet tall.
Okay.
And by nature, it grows in an approximate cone shape. It doesn't really do that on its own. You have to be cultivate it just a little bit to be perfect. As they get old, they turn into kind of a squatty, irregular-shaped pyramid. So just a little bit of shearing will kind of modify that that growth habit to where it's a little bit more refined.
Okay.
And the timing of that is very important. It should be done in the spring as they candle out when you want to prune your dwarf Alberta spruce.
All right.
And pack a lunch because you'll be there a little while doing it.
You'll be doing a lot of cutting.
Yeah, you'll be a lot of time on it because there's millions of little tiny branches and they have to be sheared properly. Or either that or just tolerate the irregularity of it. It can be kind of picturesque too over time.
Take the chainsaw. Wallop. No, never mind.
No, no. But anyway, the dwarf arborvitae spruce is pretty well suited for this area. It'll tolerate the heat, and it'll tolerate the cold. It tolerates a drought to a point, but it does not tolerate wetness.
Okay.
And keep it away from areas where there's a lot of hot afternoon sun close to bricks or paving or anything like that. Keep the mites under control. You can be proactive with the mites by putting a pre-emergent miticide on there. Okay. Notice I said miticide. Some of the pre-emergents don't. These are pyrethroids also for topical application. The pyrethroids are worked. But the nicotinoids will not work against mites.
Huh.
Because they're not an insect.
No, that's true.
They're an arachnid. Different nervous system physiology than insects. It doesn't work on them.
So imidacloprid in that class just doesn't work?
Will not work on spider mites, no. Oh, so okay. Ortheme works rather well.
Oh, okay.
To control that. It's a systemic insecticide. Okay, so perennial of the week is one that's going to be coming up really, really soon, and we've got some really good ones growing, the Helleborus.
Oh,
Helleborus orientalis, otherwise known as the Lenten Rose.
Yes.
And they're unique in that they bloom in late January, February, into March, and April. Mm-hmm. And the flowers persist for a long period of time. And the breeders and hybridizers have had a good time with this in that they've gotten that nodding characteristic out of the flower. Now they're more upright and they're showier.
Okay.
So the people we plant them, I can't plant them for everybody because not everybody has the proper environment for these particular plants. You want to maybe in a raised bed, lots of organic material for them to do really well, and a sprinkler system will really help.
Maybe not essential, but certainly recommended.
And lots of mulch during the course of their life. And once they get established, they're pretty good hardy plants. They do off really well, but the prerequisite is very important on those in that the organic type soil and a lot of mulch and some method by which they can be watered on a regular basis, and they'll do just fine. Light fertilization on the Helleborus, not too much, and they'll do just fine.
Sounds great. And those are something that you frequently stock at Green Thumb?
Uh-huh. Yes, we do. We're growing them right now, and they're at the greenhouse, doing just very fine. They'll be ready to release pretty soon. We don't really like to release things until they're rooted in enough to where when you take them out of the pot, the root mass doesn't fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a little bit of time when things grow slow this time of the year, so... When it's time for them to bloom, we'll have some ready.
Sounds good. We'll continue with Green Country Gardener coming up in just a bit. Again, the phone number, 800-749-5936.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
This is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Jesus' half-brother James told us how to display the reality of faith. He said, roll up your sleeves and do hard things like visit widows and orphans in their distress. In the first 3 centuries of the church, real Christians distinguished themselves through the quality of their service. They nursed the sick and lifted up the poor. 20 centuries later, the same applies. Service shows forth the reality of Christ. If you're searching for a church that values tangible expressions of faith, check us out. Our services are at 9:15 and 10:45.
Simply Safe Home Security has removed all of the reasons not to get home security. No installation crew needed, no complicated instruction manual, no long-term monitoring contracts. And you'll be surprised at how much it does not cost. Simply Safe has extended their holiday sale. Just go to simplysafeusa.com to get this great offer today. That's simplysafeusa.com. Now, I have to hurry, folks, because the holiday sale ends January 8th. simplysafeusa.com. We'll be right back.
800-749-5936, a telephone number that gets you on the air for Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. Still about 5 minutes left to go if you are giving us a call and get your question answered by Larry Glass on this Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. What's going on at the nursery this week? Anyway?
Nursery this week, a lot of good-looking house plants.
Okay.
We have plenty of cactus. Succulents.
Oh.
Actually, we're selling a lot of succulents.
Those are neat.
The little baby toes, yeah, and stuff like that. They're kind of an interesting plant. They're very very tolerant of neglect.
Yes.
So they do very well in people's house. They do like a sunny location.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to shy away from watering them too much.
Yes, so you can overwater them.
Overwater them, they just kind of rot. So you want to just ease back on the water a little bit.
Pac-Man dying sound.
So we have those. We've got some other tropical plants, too. The landscape department's busy.
Oh, sure.
Doing a project downtown. We're doing a project out east of town over here. We got one north of town. We got to start another one west of town. And
how far out of town do you go if somebody wants to ask for a landscape plan?
How far can you throw a rock? No.
That far?
No. We try to stay pretty close to Bartlesville area,
mm-hmm,
and not get too tied up with going out of town, because it kind of puts a limitation on our ability to serve our contracts in town. So we, you know, if you can get there in 10 minutes, you know, that's about it.
Yeah. Other than that, then, because of commute distance, because you do a photo study of the home and of course, do it every 3D presentation on everything when you do present that garden plant.
Right. My sister emailed back, and she said, well, while you're sick, you can do a plant in my yard. I'm going to give you a video.
Uh-huh.
Of the yard, and I can get the dimensions from Google Earth and try to put together a base map for
sure,
and then come up with a design. But anyway, that'd be kind of fun.
Family will ask for things you wouldn't normally give a regular customer too.
True. Yeah. So I'll make a quick trip to Southington, Connecticut, and scroll around there and try to get an idea what the house looks like and make a model of it. And
yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of cool.
It is.
So yeah, we do that. We do basically a 3D landscape design. It starts out with a 2D design, basically, mm-hmm, pen and ink.
Right.
Is how it starts out. And then you just kind of do some vector stuff on it and make it a three-dimensional drawing. So it's interesting how that's done. The presentation's kind of fun, too.
It is, yeah. We'll take a call and we'll say good morning, caller. You are on the air with Larry Glass with Green Country Gardener. How can we help you out today?
Yes, good morning. You said something about 40 days to cut back. Is it wait 40 days before I cut back, or on the trees and such? Or
Your trees, you want to trim. Yeah, you want to trim your trees right now, especially your maples and your birch trees. You want to cut those pretty soon. But as far as...
Okay, what about my apple trees?
Apple trees, yes.
Okay.
Definitely, yeah.
I want to know.
Prune back the apples. All right, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I would think most fruit trees, would. Yeah. This would be a great time.
Now, yeah, about the same time for the... for the massacre, it's time also for the dormant oil spray for your fruit trees also.
Okay.
So we'll get into that a little bit later.
But yeah, but dormant oil, and then later some lime sulfur.
Lime sulfur, or the new thing is a copper fungicide.
Oh, right.
So copper oleate. So it works very well to control that overwintering fungus. So you don't have peach leaf curl.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody brought in their peach leaves, and they're all curled under. They look like that.
Wow.
Like a hawk's... claw or something, uh-huh. They're all turned under like that. And I said, that's peach leaf curl.
Yes.
What is that? It's a fungus. And if you put down the fungicide in the spring, you'll get... It might not get rid of it the first year, but it'll be better the second year, perhaps.
Okay.
So anyway.
But for just overall lime sulfur, typically around Valentine's Day?
Yep. Dormant oil, lime sulfur. The old-fashioned kind of thing. I don't know. We can't get lime sulfur anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I think they kind of pulled it. Just people just kind of lost. They don't use it. It's an old-fashioned kind of thing. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
But the new ones apparently are more effective. So.
Well, then that's the one we'll use then.
Yep.
More effective.
More effective. Right. Easier to use, more effective, more friendly, and they don't stink either. Lime sulfur had a kind of a rotten egg smell to it.
Okay, yeah. So you always feel like you're at that Old Faithful, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're not anywhere close to Yellowstone, but I smell Old Faithful.
Right. Yeah, check out the stuff we got at the nursery. We've got lots of compost, plenty of that on hand,
mm-hmm,
mulch. It's for ground prep. We're doing a lot of ground prep on some projects around. We're just going through a lot of compost.
Oh, I would think so.
So that's good to put in your yard. We use the Back to Nature compost. It's coarse. There's a coarse texture to it. Our soil tends to get heavy, and it tends to rain pack. You know, when it rains, it tends to packed together pretty pretty tightly.
Sure.
And this helps alleviate that to maintain the soil porosity real well. We've had very good luck planting people's vegetables and annuals and things in a soil that's prepared with at least a 3-inch layer of back-to-nature compost integrated 8 inches into the soil.
Okay.
That was a long sentence.
It is a long sentence.
But anyway. So anyway, lots going on. A whole lot of new annuals, new perennials on the horizon.
Oh, sure.
So we always try to get the new stuff when we grow it, and that's in heavy production right now, starting to get our perennials in for next year. So watch that. It's gonna be a really good year, I think, for perennials and annuals.
Okay. And, of course, so this is a great time to get a hold of Larry at Green Thumb and ask him to stop by your home and present a garden plan to you.
Exactly. And when we put it in, Charlie, by all means, we'll be keeping our shovel sharp.
Thank you very much,
Larry. See you next week.
Green Country Gardener. Happy New Year. Make it a good one. From Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460.